Another boat, another rescue mission on the Mediterranean Sea. This time, 400 people on board, including women and children, stranded between Greece and Malta, reportedly abandoned by their captain.
Pericles, this is Seaboat. Captain of Pericles, we got updated information on the distress case. Now, the boat is leaking. Water is entering the boat. The boat is out of fuel. They have no drinking water anymore. There's one pregnant woman in boat and 10 babies. Over.
A job not over yet, as the Italian Coast Guards attempt another rescue, 800 people on board another boat off the coast of Sicily. The German migrant rescue group Sea-Watch says two ships tried to help one of the boats but were told by the Maltese authorities to only provide fuel.
The Maltese authorities decided to not intervene. This is not the first time that Malta decides not to intervene and indeed to rather support the boats to continue navigating in those very dangerous conditions, to not take the responsibility for their rescue and delegate it to Italy.
One of the most common destinations for migrants from North Africa is Italy. It's been a difficult Easter weekend, with more than 2,000 people rescued in just a couple of days. Many have been taken to the Italian island of Lampedusa. Italy's Interior Ministry figures say that 28,000 migrants have landed on its shores since January the 1st. Now that's almost four times higher than last year. The Central Mediterranean route is the most dangerous migration route in the world. Most of those attempting the route are leaving behind war, poverty and human rights abuses. While they all dream of a better future, not all of them survive. Sara Khairat, Al Jazeera.